listening to the Fantasy Wire DFS NBA podcast with host John Pimba and James Grande.
What's going on, FA Nation? John Pember here with James Grande. Welcome into the Fantasy Farm NBA DFS podcast and live stream recording here for Monday's 8-game main slate. James, you're on the playbook for today's slate. We've had a fantastic start to the NBA DFS season. It has been a pretty impressive year so far for the rookies that have entered the NBA class this year, from Banchero to Ivy to Mathurin to Keegan Murray to... you know, even Smith has had some solid performances of late as well. I'm sure there are other rookies that Durant had a really strong start for the Pistons. I mean, this class has been no joke, and it's made the decision-making process kind of tougher because we have so many of these veteran players that we're familiar with that are also putting up good numbers. You kind of have to play some of these rookies right now.
Yeah, it's been fun to see. I saw Benedict Mathurin has outscored Paolo Banchero by like 2 points. And through like 3 games, there's only been 5 players to score 70 plus points in their first games. It's like Shaq, Wilt, LeBron, and Benedict Mathurin. Like, that's craziness. So it's been extremely fun to watch. And we got a plethora of them on tonight's slate again. Just run it back seemingly every night, a bunch of rookies stepping to the spotlight and shining. And them plus the likes of the Jokic's and Embiid's and Morant. It's going to be a fun slate, John. 8 games. You and I love this type of slate. It's going to be a fun one.
All right, let's go over here. We'll get into this top. The top price guys, by the way, Jokic at 10.9, Embiid's at 10.5, Durant's at 10.2, and then starting off the point guards here. Ja Morant's at 10.1. He's our top price guard. He's got the matchup against Brooklyn, one, again, that I think we're going to be targeting a lot this year. Even with Ben Simmons, again, Ben Simmons, we know what he can be defensively, but you know, it seems like his focus at times is still not always 100%, or at least his play hasn't been what it's been up to. So I don't think we have any real worries here. Dallas blew out Memphis the other night. Like, it wasn't even a matchup. That was the first back-to-back there for Memphis on the season. Ja played 30 minutes. He only had 20 points. But, I mean, you look at the 2 games prior. He had 49 against Houston, 34 against... I'm not worried about the last night's performance there, or 2 nights ago performance for Memphis. So I would have no problem running it back here.
Yeah, I mean, Luka just was in different form.
20 points in the first quarter, I think he had.
Yeah, I think it was 20. I think it was 22.
Yeah.
24. He was just unbelievable and staked him to a big lead, and they could do nothing to get back into it. I have no problem going to Ja. It is interesting to see if they get Dylan Brooks back. He's missed the first 3 games. We know Dylan Brooks will take a little bit of usage away from Ja because Dylan Brooks is not shy about shooting the basketball. So that's something to consider. But yeah, I mean, it's an overall good matchup. Brooklyn has been pretty bad defensively. Let's look where they rank. They're 28th in defensive rating through their first 2 games. So they have not been defending quite well. So yeah, I have no problem going to Ja.
What's the game total on that one? Do you have that available to you right now?
Yeah, it is 233. That is the second highest on the board behind San Antonio and Minnesota. And Houston is also 231. So 3 games over 230.
Yeah, it hasn't been a lot of defense being played in the NBA so far. Yep. Under 10K, you got Lillard against Denver. Yeah, Kyrie here against Memphis at $9,400. James Harden at 9K against the Pacers. I think we like this spot for Harden. It's just, you know, how long does Indiana stay in this game? You know, they haven't played too well, really, to start the year. They've been held together by Mathurin, like we mentioned. Carlisle benched all of his starters 2 games into the season. He's like, you know what? Everybody but Haliburton get off. So, I mean, you know, what version of that team shows up, and how long do they hang with the 76ers here and James Harden's value? You know, what are your thoughts on this, like, upper tier range, 8K and above for the point guards?
I mean, Lillard's been great the last 2 games, 41 actual in each of them. The turnovers are what they're going to be with Dame, but he looks to be back all the way, playing big minutes, making everything. He's been good in peripherals, like the assists leave a little bit to be desired, but the rebounds he's been making up for it. So I'm okay with going Lillard in tournaments. I think Kyrie's fine. I think that matchup showed that Jamal Murray's going to struggle defensively against good point guards. And Kyrie is considered a good point guard. 41 minutes for Kyrie. I mean, they're just not going to take these guys off the floor. So I think Kyrie's fine. I like Harden quite a bit. 12.5-point spread, as you mentioned.
Yeah. Well, that game's, I mean, he had 48 fantasy points against the Spurs, and he only had 12 points in that game. So, like, he's doing everything right now.
Yep. Yeah, and this is what we've grown accustomed to seeing from James Harden, but what's the difference? He's usually 11K when he's doing this. Right. So I will be playing James Harden at 9K. I think that price tag is a little too low. I mean,
yeah,
I know 12.5 points. Will Indiana stay competitive? I don't know. Embiid has maybe the best matchup on the board, like just considering there's no Miles Turner and the foul happiness of Indiana front court members also are looming.
And let me say this too, like, are the 76ers even good?
They're 0-3.
They lost to the Spurs, who everybody thought was tanking for Wembanyama, right? And, you know, so Haliburton, you know, like if Mathurin and Haliburton get going the way Vassell and Keldon Johnson got going against them, like maybe the Sixers can't play defense right now. So yeah,
maybe that's a betting opportunity there, John, +12.5. For Indiana?
No.
Two?
I'm not betting on Jalen Smith doesn't like hustle hard enough on one play and he's on the bench and we got to deal with like, you know, Terry Taylor guarding Joel Embiid tonight. So.
Well, they came out and said that he came into that game with a mouth, or he got hit in the mouth and later it was found out that he was removed because of a mouth injury.
Yeah.
So I guess Rick Carlisle off the hook, but he is a psycho and he will bench.
You need your mouth to shoot a basketball, I guess. You know,
I don't know.
Anyways, Van Vliet in this match against Miami, he hasn't been great. He had one good game against Brooklyn. Obviously, everybody has good games against Brooklyn. The assist numbers are fine, but need better scoring. Maybe the opportunity comes from him with Scottie Barnes possibly out tonight, but it's not a great spot, right? Going up against Kyle Lowry, going up against Miami. Steals have been fantastic. Maybe he's a better play over on FanDuel, depending on what his price tag is over there, but I don't want to pay the 86. We've mentioned Haliburton. He's that dude. I mean, we figured he would be coming into the year. You talked about, like, oh, I'll pay 9K for James Harden. Well, Halliburton's giving you almost the same production. He's 8,300. So, and I don't think he comes off the floor at all, you know, if they don't need him to, you know, as long as he can stay out of foul trouble here. Again, against San Antonio, he literally sent his starting unit on the floor and 1 minute later pulled them all off the floor. So that was 27 minutes or a result of that. But he also scored the final 11 points of that game, I think it was. So, like, you know, so that's just what Haliburton can do here. We know he's legit. Really great price point at $8,300. And, you know, again, who are the guards for Philadelphia? It's James Harden, it's Tyrese Maxey. Those guys they're not great defenders. So, you know, I'm not at all worried about the Haliburton spot there. So, if I'm ranking that group, I'd probably put Dame at the top, I think, because he's at the 95, and then it would go Harden, Haliburton. I like Morant. I don't know if I want to pay 10-1 for Morant, given what we might have on the slate as well, though.
I probably have Harden first, but Dame is really close in health. I think it's like the three that you had in just like slightly different order, Harden, Lillard, Haliburton for me.
All right, 7K range here. Kevin Porter at 73 against Utah is a spot that I'm going to be looking to hit pretty heavily here today, I think. What other guys in this 7-6 range?
Yeah, I expect Porter to be pretty popular. That's probably going to be the case a lot with Houston games because, again, they're bad defensively, and, again, they're playing really fast. They're dead last in defensive rating, and they're top half of the league in pace already. Yeah. So it's going to be another year of, like, targeting Utah. I think Brunson's pretty safe. We're going to get 30-plus fantasy points likely. I mean, they blew the Pistons out. He only played 28. We know Thibodeau. Like, he's going to play his guys 35-plus minutes. No turnovers for Jalen Brunson through two games, Sean. 15 assists, no turnovers.
Impressive.
Just super safe. I mean, he's going to score. He's going to take shots. He's not going to turn it over.
Good cash.
He's gonna, huh?
Good cash.
Great cash. Play. Great cash gameplay. I think Simmons is okay in tournaments. 6-6 is a nice price tag.
Yeah, like the 32 minutes. Again, he fouled out of that game against the Pelicans, and everybody crapped on him for it. But then he plays 32 against Toronto, and I honestly, again, no steals through two games. He's a guy who averages over a steal and a half for his career. So, you know, he could have very easily had a 40-point game where he doesn't have five field goal attempts. His high for this year might be 8 field goal attempts. honestly, they don't want him to shoot the basketball if he doesn't have to. So rebounds, assists, blocks, and steals are going to be what he gives you for his production. But he can get you 40 fantasy points doing that. So, again, I like it. I'm going with Ben Simmons here at 66. I honestly think he's a good play. Probably better on FanDuel. I don't have the FanDuel price. I should probably just pull that.
He's 64. He's 64.
Yeah, like, dude, if he comes out of tonight with like 2 blocks, 2 steals, 8-8, like, you're good, right? 6-8-8-2-2. It's a Draymond Green line, you know? Like, it's 40 fantasy points.
I don't disagree with, like, because he hasn't necessarily played with like Kyrie and Durant, other than that last year in Philly. But, like, this is a guy who's, like, averaged 17 points per game multiple seasons. I know that there is like obviously something in his head, like mentally with like the shooting aspect. But I mean, this he can score. He can get to the rim whenever he wants. I mean, he's 6'10". He's a 6'10 point guard. Like there's that just doesn't happen. So I think there are going to be games where Ben Simmons scores a bunch. I think this could be an opportunity. Maybe a little tougher if Dylan Brooks plays. I think that could be a matchup for him. Dylan Brooks is a dog, so we'll see.
His price point, it's he should be in just your GPP lineups most nights because it doesn't take much for him because of everything else he does to give you 35 fantasy points, you know?
If he scores you 15, and if he gets you 15 actual points, I mean, he's getting you 50. He could get you 50. He's getting you 50.
Yeah. Yep, I agree with you. So again, we can crap on Ben Simmons all we want, the real life player. You know, when it comes to fantasy, though, the guy fills box scores. So yeah, I like that spot at him for 66 as well. Would you attack the Knicks with Cole Anthony on the other side of it?
You can. Cole Anthony's looked pretty good, and there's no Jalen Suggs for the foreseeable future. So yeah. Cole Anthony is going to play 30-plus minutes, and he's kind of showing – I mean, look, we know he shoots, but if he's the peripherals are going to come along with it, then – yes, sure. Then Cole Anthony is definitely in play 62.
Yeah, I feel the same way about Maxey at 58. 39 fantasy points against San Antonio for Maxey in that game. He played 40, which is encouraging. 38, 34, and 40 minutes for Maxey. Those who followed the postseason last year, like Maxey just came into his own. I understand, like, you know, Harden was not 100% in that during that series. But still, 18, 13, 16 shot attempts. He's taking threes. The one issue you have with Maxey right now is he's just a scorer. He's not really giving you much else, but at 5,800, he hasn't been too awful there. How are you feeling about this low 5K and other value options on this slate? Do we trust Derek White? Back-to-back good games for him. I don't know about 27 actual again, but 4,700, 26, and 42 fantasy points for him the last two games.
I mean, I don't know. Like, the 27 actual is, I don't think, sustainable.
No.
Especially, you know, there was no Horford in that game, too. So he was on the floor more because of that, I think. Like, just they took Vonleh off the floor and they just ran, like, Grant Williams small lineups. Yeah. And that benefits Derek White. So, like, you can play him in tournaments. I mean, he obviously won somebody a GPP the other night. Like, if you had Derek White, you were in the driver's seat. He's $500 more expensive. He's going to see some Caruso. He's going to see some DeSumo here. So, I don't know. Tournaments only for me, 4,700. It's a decent price because we just saw he has near 50-point upside when the shots fall.
Yep. Yeah, the one thing they talked a lot about with Derek White during the preseason is that he helped improve. He worked on his three-point shooting is what it was. What the big takeaway was from Derek White from the preseason. A slow start, obviously, in night one. Only took one, but 2 for 4, 5 for 9. You know, if he's going to be a perimeter player while Tatum and Brown are slashing, then, like, you know, that could help out there. Any other value point guards for you? I mean,
yeah, I got one. Give me one. And I think this is pretty crazy, but Minnesota's using Jalen Noel, like, basically as their, like, hybrid guard off the bench. My man took 16 shots last night, John, in 24 minutes. He took 14 in 20 minutes and 11 in 18 minutes. 18 and 14 actual points. He has at least an assist in every game. He has at least 2 rebounds in every game. He has 3 steals through 3 games, 20 plus fantasy points, including 27 and 28 the last 3. If he's going to play a role, like, if he's essentially Malik Beasley, right?
Yeah, Malik Beasley.
This is the Malik Beasley role, but, like, he's better than Malik Beasley, I'd say. So, like, in a real, really good spot that has blowout written all over it, too, like, Noel is going to play his normal run, which is apparently anywhere from 18 to 24 minutes. And then potentially more if this game blows out where he's just closing the game. So I think Jalen Noel is a great value, 3,800, in maybe the best, not the best spot because Utah has Houston, but, like, what is the total in this game? I think it was one of the, 233. Yeah, 233.5. It's risen since literally started the podcast. So, yeah, I like Jalen Noel, 3,800.
I'm in there with you as well. I noticed, I was watching that game because I had the rebound props for Towns and in Gobert last night, and I noticed that they kept subbing in Noel for Russell. So, yeah, that's a great call. All right, shooting guard, Jaylen Brown. It's his birthday. Narrative engage if you want to. He's $8,500. Did not have a great game against Orlando, just 4 of 16 shooting, but he went for 47 and 45 fantasy points to open the season. Matchup against Chicago should be a competitive one, I would imagine, here. Boston's playing no defense to start the year. Robert Williams is just, you know, him not being there is not helping the case. Marcus Smart's playing great defense. If you follow some of the Celtics guys there, Smart is basically not allowing points to anybody he's guarding on those individual possessions. So maybe a tough night for LaVine or DeRozan. But on the flip side of that, do you think Caruso just sticks on Brown all night? Or like, how do you, if DeRozan's going to be the one on Brown or Tatum, like that's going to be a horrible night for him. Like, you know, how are you thinking the Bulls guard Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I assume Patrick Williams guards Tatum is what my assumption would be. And then Caruso probably guards Brown. But I mean, you know, you have to guard these guys over 48 minutes and nobody's done that.
Sure.
PJ Tucker on opening night did not guard Jason Tatum. Then night number two, Jimmy Butler did not guard either of them. Yeah. I mean, Brown lit it up the first two nights. And then, look, we know the thing about Jaylen Brown. He's going to get his. He's going to take a lot of shots. He's active in the passing lanes, 2+ steals in 2 of the 3 games. He's had a block or more. Like, he's peripherally, Jaylen Brown's doing much more than I feel like he has.
I like not seeing any zeros in the stack columns, right?
Yeah.
Like, giving us a little everything.
So, like, I'm willing to look past the 4-for-16 and take a shot. I don't think a lot of people will go here because the Caruso. And AO is a really lengthy, good defender, too. Like, I'm sure he'll see AO at times. So, yeah, as in a contrarian.
A lot of people will play Tatum, I think. And that's why
think
people,
a lot of people
play Brown, you know?
Yep.
And they should, because Tatum scored over 100 points in the first 3 games of the season. So, again, he broke Larry Bird's 3-game record to start the year for the Celtics. So, anytime you're breaking Larry Bird records, you're.
Yeah, that's. Take note.
You're off to it. LaVine returned the other night. What are your thoughts and impressions on how he came back there? Only played 28 minutes with 9 of 17 shooting, 37 fantasy points at 8,100. Any interest?
Donnie Mitch took over that game, and then it was a blowout before you know it. So you can go there. I think he fits in that Jaylen Brown category, contrarian play. He looked good. Probably will play a normal allotment of minutes if this game's competitive. But, I mean, Anthony Edwards in a better spot. Desmond Bane in a better spot. Jalen Green, I had guys priced below him.
Sure.
Before.
Are we paying the 63 for Mathurin?
Again, I mean, what has been the downside right now? Like, he's making everything he's doing is turning to gold. And not just because he's wearing a Pacers uniform. Like, he's just making shots from 2. He's making all of his 3. He's been good from the foul line last. He has 5+ rebounds in all 3. He has 2+ assists. Dude, the kid has been balling.
And I'll pronounce his name correctly. Fine. It's apparently it's Mathurin. I just looked up the pronunciation there.
Mathurin. I listened to him enunciate it, and it was like Mathurin.
Yeah,
Mathurin. When I listened to him in his audio file.
Yeah, this is giving me a Mathurin. So I'm trusting Wikipedia here for a bit.
But yeah, the kid's been very impressive. I think, but him and Jalen Green will split the ownership here at 6,300. Because I think Jalen Green's going to garner a lot of ownership. 19+ shots, 32+ minutes in all 3
games.
It's
like he was the number 2 pick last year or something, right?
Yeah. It's like people must have forgot, as Israel Adesanya once said. So, yeah, I think both these guys, 63. I think, how about on the opposite side of Jalen Green, Jordan Clarkson, man.
Yeah.
Starting 30+ minutes, taking a lot of shots.
Shocker. This is what we've asked for 8 years.
For such a long time. And we saw in that Minnesota game, like, yeah, Lauri Markkanen has clear-cut been number one option in Utah. When Jordan Clarkson's going, man, he is going.
Here's what's even better about Clarkson. 3 straight games, 5 or 6 or more. He gave you 5 rebounds in the first 2 games as well. It's not just scoring our Clarkson, right. He's actually being an NBA player.
Yeah, and the best matchup on the board.
Right. Yeah, I like it. Listen, we laugh, but, you know, the Sauce Ross here, 29 points last night, or 2 nights ago against Boston. You know, he's been decent. I'm not paying the 57. I just want to bring it up that they're starting him. And that he's actually producing for that offense. No love for Vassell. Again, they're 5,400. They just don't move his price really at all. 35, 41 fantasy points about last 2 games. Does a matchup against Minnesota bother you?
Nope, because Minnesota hasn't really been, all that great defensively.
Yeah.
I mean, we thought they would be, but they led 132 points to Utah 2 games ago.
They blew out OKC last night, but SGA didn't play, and Giddey actually got hurt in that game, so...
Well, was it a blowout or they only won by 10? I didn't see the fourth quarter.
It was a 20-point game for going most of the fourth quarter.
Okay.
The starters never came back in the game in the fourth.
Okay.
So
okay, interesting. Okay, I mean Vassell is even in a blowout in that first game. He played 29 minutes, and we said it. He had the highest usage rate on the team.
Yeah.
He just didn't make any shots. Now we've seen he's made shots, and look what happens: 35-41 fantasy.
Yep. Josh Hart did Josh Hart tournament things the other day against the Lakers. 16 rebounds, 9 points, 5 assists. 36, 27, and 39 fantasy points for our guy. Still $5,600.
Yeah, and he's playing all the minutes because that is now the MO for Chauncey Billups. He just plays all his starters all the minutes. Yeah, 3-0 Portland Trailblazers coming for that neck with their new look team with Dame at the helm, 41 back-to-back. So, yeah, I love Josh Hart. Maybe a little get back there against the Lakers for trading him. 16 rebounds. Awesome. But yeah, I mean, Denver hasn't looked great. 228 total in that game is really solid. Portland, surprisingly, 5-point dogs at home. So
what do you think of KCP on the opposite side of that matchup?
Yeah, he's been good. He's looked really good in his last two games. I think that there's a lot of opportunity for him, given that Jokic is going to garner so much attention just for like kickouts and stuff. So, yeah, obviously the Golden State game was without Jamal Murray. So, like, you factor that in. But then he does it with Jamal Murray against OKC. So, yeah, 5,100, I think tournaments only because we saw what happens, in game number one where he just stinks 0-for-3 shooting. But if he's knocking down shots, I think he's definitely viable.
Okay. Bruce Brown viable for you as well or no?
I want Bruce Brown. I know Jamal Murray. I don't know. Tough to get behind. I know he still played 26 minutes with Murray back. Tournaments only for me.
Okay. Let's see. Aaron Neesmith's played 20-plus minutes, 3 straight games for the Pacers.
He started last game out of the clouds. They benched Duarte and were like, hey, Neesmith, you start. I don't know what that means, why they're starting Aaron Neesmith. I mean, was it a lottery pick? No, he picked like 20th, right?
No, he was 12th or 13th, I think it was.
So he was a lottery pick. So yeah,
like late lottery.
I mean,
the impressive thing for Neesmith during his time at Boston was his defense. Is he would have these games where like impressive shot blocking and 3 blocks the other day. He's a forward guard. The guy has just a ball hawking ability around the net to block like layups and things like that. But he never got a real opportunity to do anything. He was supposed to be a knockdown shooter out of college where he was laughably, which is one of the big jokes around Boston, he was considered one of the purer shooters coming out of the draft, which is why they took him. He's like, oh, one of the more polished college kid couldn't hit anything, right? So maybe the pressure got to him a little bit more, or just the opportunities of being on a team that was playoff bound all the time. You know what? If the Pacers are going to give him a legitimate opportunity to be out there, again, is this a spot to use him? I don't know. Probably not. But just
probably not.
I just want to mention he's playing 20-plus minutes. You mentioned he started. He's $3,700. So I got no other shooting guards there for you.
Nope.
All right. Small forward then. Durant and Tatum, they're also power forwards. But Tatum's actually playing small forward this year. So $9,900. Under 10K for Jason Tatum.
Yeah, he's been a machine. Absolute machine.
Where does he rank as the top price guys for you?
I would say Embiid is probably first for me, and then maybe Jokic because he looks that guy, like to be that guy again.
Sure.
So probably third.
Okay.
Probably third. I like him more than I like Durant. I like the 300 savings. I like that. I mean, we're getting just absurd numbers from him. 235 plus scoring games. Other than the poor rebounding performance since Miami, 8 plus rebounds in the other two.
Yeah, the one game I bet over 7.5 rebounds on.
Yeah, the one game. Rip. Steal in every game, 2 back-to-back, 2 block games. Like, Tatum's filling it up right now. So I like Durant, and I think that game environment is really appealing. But I don't know. Maybe the, like, starting Claxton thing is impacting Durant on the glass. Maybe there's always the Kyrie factor that might take 40 shots. Ben Simmons, true. And Ben Simmons grabbing rebounds. So, like, 10-2 for a guy that, yeah, we need him to score 35, and he could score 35 whenever. But, like, we need it.
Yep.
So I think there's upside at Tatum still at 9-9.
If Barnes sits, I like Anunoby here at 64. Everybody's gonna play Markkanen, obviously at 6,400 as well.
He's been like 50% every slate.
Yeah.
So
for good reason. Again, $6,300 the other night. He's $6,400 today. They didn't even move his price tag. He's gone for 50+ in back-to-back games. So Markkanen for sure. We talked about Mathurin. Franz is at $6,100. It's in decent production out of him in 3 games. If you want to go there, maybe in cash games, he'll fit a bill for you. What are your thoughts on our guy Michael Porter back-to-back 30+ fantasy point games?
28 minutes is a little, but there's been foul trouble for Porter. Love the rebounds. Love that there is a block and a steal at least. I love this. I mean, the scoring is this guy can score 20. And I think another guy benefiting playing alongside Nikola Jokic. Jokic, I don't think coincidentally, has 10+ assists back-to-back games.
Right.
And Porter's knocked down 5+ threes and has 17+ points in each of those games. So, yeah, I think this is a good spot for him. and one that he can exploit. 6K, still too cheap. Probably a 7K player or more by the time the year ends.
Yep, I'll agree with you there. We mentioned a couple of these other guys already. I'll just throw a slight shout out to Tobias Harris. I'm actually putting up some decent production in terms of fantasy numbers. 28, 30, and 24 fantasy points the last three games there. So again, probably more of a cash game play. We've mentioned Hart, Vassell. Thoughts on Royce O'Neal? Two games for him. 34 and 24 fantasy points. Another guy that's giving you two blocks in each game, two steals, three steals. He's scoring 7 and 10 points. He's basically the Bruce Brown of the Nets this year. He's playing 30 minutes and he's filling up the stat sheet for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think he profiles better as a FanDuel play, just given his like steals and blocks prowess. But 5K on FanDuel, do you want to go there? I mean, only $200 more than DraftKings. Yeah, I think he profiles more as a FanDuel play just because defensive stat upside he presents.
Sure. 37 and 26 fantasy points for Royce O'Neal, over 5X and over 7X on FanDuel those first two games of the year. So just a guy that was surprised me. We never really touched him ever over in Utah, but all of a sudden he comes to the Nets and he's just filling out the stat sheet playing all these minutes. So any other small forwards sticking out to you here?
I'm going through the list. Justice Winslow continues to play like good minutes. I mean, he's clearly the sixth man in Portland, 25, 24, 26. Just didn't shoot the ball all too well the last two games, but filled it up. Two steals in each of the last two. 23 fantasy points in 2 of 3. So I don't hate that spot. KJ Martin, John, has been really good for Houston, and now they're dealing with a bunch of front court injuries. I know Garuba started. They lost Bruno Fernando. He's out. Jayshon Tate is still out.
Yeah.
So I think KJ Martin could play kind of a significant role off the Houston bench in this. So yeah, I like KJ Martin as well. 24 fantasy points last game. He's been over 21 fantasy points the last two games. So 4,100 for KJ Martin.
I like that. Over on FanDuel, Tari Eason is also a small forward only play. I think he's a power forward center. Yeah, power forward center on FanDuel. I mean, DraftKings, small forward only on center. So another guy that's getting some extra run in that Houston front court. So power forward position. You mentioned Durant and Tatum. I don't have any DVR interest.
No, not 93.
Not Levine back. Towns, actually power forward at 92. You know, not really giving you 92 production, though.
No, I mean, this. If there's a spot to break out, I would say this is the one. But 9 and 10 shot attempts in two of these games. I just think he's trying to figure it out at power forward. I still don't think he knows what he's doing, truthfully. There's been no blocks. There's been one steal. Gobert's dominating on the glass. Yeah. Like, I think that if there was a spot that we could see Towns go for 50, 60 fantasy points, this is the one. If I'm not mistaken, when he scored his, like, 60 points last year in a game, it was against San Antonio. So I think he has that going for him. Like, you know, I got 60 against them this year. Or last year, they stink this year. This would be the spot he could do it, but give me a reason why we should spend $9,200 on Towns right now, and I don't think you could name me one.
Yeah, my concerning point was the 10 shots and 9 shots.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Like both against OKC for whatever reason. If he's going to take 25 shots like he did against Utah, then the ceiling is there. So we'll see what version of Town shows up here. Randall or Ben Caro for you tonight? Running up against one another.
Yeah, I mean, Ben Caro's been, even in a game where he struggles 6 of 19, in a game he struggles 6 of 18, 46, 35 fantasy points, scrapes away 20. He gets to the foul line a lot, man. Yep. He gets to the foul line a lot, and he's good at the foul line, too.
And who fouls a lot on the Knicks?
Mitchell Robinson. So I think they're both in play. I mean, Randall obviously just got hurt in Detroit by the blowout, only played 25 minutes, still put up almost 24 fantasy points, no assists in that game. And we know Julius Randall's a guy who's going to get you 3, 4, 5 assists per game.
Yeah.
I would go Bancaro for cheaper, $600, but nobody's playing Julius Randle. Nobody's going to play Julius Randle, just given the Knicks, what they acquired this offseason.
Yeah.
So I think Randle could be a contrarian play. I think Ben Caro is going to be pretty popular, but neither are going to be as popular as the likes of like Keldon and Markkanen. I know you mentioned that small forward, but he's also power forward.
I mean, again, to be confident in Randle is the fact that he took those 12 shots in 25 minutes, right? If he plays 35, he might have 20. So as long as he's shooting, either he's going to have that potential there. Yeah, Bancaro at 76, we're definitely both in on there. Keldon, you know, I felt like we should be seeing a higher ceiling out of him. Now, maybe Philadelphia was a tougher matchup for him there. Do you feel like he can hit a ceiling at 6,900 against Minnesota, though? I mean, that's such a big front court that they have. Like, McDaniels and Towns and Gobert. Like, I don't know. I worry a little bit about Caldenaire tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a tough spot. I think you can probably play him in cash games, but I agree. I don't know if the ceiling is there. I think he's going to have a safe floor just given he's the number one option offensively. Like, we've seen 20-plus points from him in all three games. We've seen 8-plus rebounds in two of the three. It's a definite tough spot. I think he's fine for cash, but I do agree. I think the ceiling might be a little capped. I don't think we're going to – I think we're going to get closer to the Philly performance than we are the Charlotte performance.
Yeah, I agree with you. If you want to take a GBP flyer just in a game stack, you can play Jabari Smith. You know, one level last game, we know he has a great ceiling, but he has gotten off to the slower start of the rookie class so far, it feels like, but he's playing with two other young ball dominant guys in Green and Porter. Yep. So offense isn't running through him like it is some of the other teams there. Jeremy Grant against Denver. Again, he had that one big game in opening night.
Revenge narrative.
Yeah, it's true. Revenge game narrative. Hasn't been really great since then. Kelly O had a Kelly O day the other day.
You're just going to skip over my boy?
Jalen, yeah, against Philly?
Hey, dude, you wanna go? People are going to be surprised by this guy if he can stay out of foul trouble. And if he stays off of Rick Carlisle's shit list.
You don't think Joel Embiid is going to get this man in foul trouble?
No, not one foul tonight. No, tournaments only. Only reason I say that is because you mentioned at the top, like, Philly has not been good. They're 0-3. Indiana's has a win. So technically, Indiana's a better team right now. Just throwing that out there. Technically, you can't say that's
wrong. They are above them in the same.
And in the two games that he doesn't get in foul trouble or get on Carlisle's shit list or get injured, 30 and 46 fantasy points. Like,
to
no
be fair,
gonna
only
play
two
him.
Fouls so far in each game. We just know that.
It's Embiid. Yeah, Embiid's a different animal. That's a different animal.
That's kind of like he hasn't faced that center yet. So
tournaments only for Jalen.
Okay. Let's see. Aldama had a tough game. That was foul trouble. He also got blown out in that game. But he gets Durant tonight. We probably don't want Santi Aldama. Struss had another good game.
Yeah, I mean,
power forward only, Max Struss.
Dude, he's the only one. Him and Gabe Vincent are literally the only two players off their bench that play. So, and there's no Oladipo again. He's already been ruled out. They also ruled out, and I think suspended.
Yeah.
You know what? Jovic and Caleb Martin are both suspended.
Yeah.
Dude. Struss is going to start. He's going to start.
Yeah.
Caleb Martin starts, right? So yeah. He got kicked out of the game and Struss played 37 minutes. That's not a coincidence.
Nope. We touted him night one. He went off. I like this spot for him here.
That's his FanDuel price. His FanDuel price is probably even cheaper if I had to guess. It is $4,600.
What position does he play? Shooting guard?
Shooting guard, small forward.
Yep. So, I like Max Struss. We talked about it again, opening night. We spent like five minutes talking about Max Struss in opening night. And he hit, and then everybody's chat was like, yeah, we didn't play him. Oh, all right. We tried. Vanderbilt, our boy, 47 against Houston. This is it, right? This is the spot?
Yep.
This is it? Fouls? And I think 6-5-5? Does he live long enough to...
I think the kicker is, yes, he fouled out in that game, but like, even when, like, I played him in DFS yesterday, so I know exactly how this played out.
He's 6-10 in FanDuel, by the way.
That's crazy. But it's also, he has 4 steals in back-to-back games, and we know he can block shots, and he's only done that once
this
year.
He can do
everything. Like,
he just needs to do it together.
Correct. Yeah, he just needs to stay out of foul trouble. I think this is the spot he can. We will see Jabari Smith, pretty tough matchup, given Jabari Smith's good offensively. But you know what? 4,700, I think that's like... I mean, that's a really good value.
Play. It's a big turn.
Look, I was going to say, that's exactly what I was going to say. It is a tournament-only play because if you play him in cash, he will be instantly in foul trouble and you will tilt immediately. So Jared Vanderbilt, tournaments only, great value there.
Yep, I agree. Would you play Grant Williams?
Horford is back.
Yep.
But he's been good.
He's their first big off the bench. So.
You can. I'm indifferent about it. Like, I think... He's been good. I think he's going to play the 25 minutes because he's their, not only is their first big, like, he's their only big. Like, Conley is just.
Here's the other reason why I'm kind of in on Grant Williams. They didn't pick up his contract, so he's a restricted free agent at the end of the year. So the man is a bit motivated, and 6 rebounds, I guess, again, no Horford, obviously, against Orlando, that's fine, but 7 rebounds against Miami, like, if he's going to be pretty basically perfect from 3. On the season, right? But also give you rebounds, like 2 blocks in each of those games. Like, he's out there to play. You know, he's trying to earn some money. trying to stay in the league, you know? So I don't mind the Grant Williams situation there. Any other value power forwards for you?
I guess you can take a dart at Isaiah Jackson as well. I don't know what they're going to do. They started both he and Jalen Smith. Look, it's Embiid. I prefer if Isaiah Jackson actually came off the bench maybe here and they like started Goga Batadze and like we got Jackson against Embiid for as limited the time as possible. And then maybe he gets blowout run, but it's a complete dart because Jackson could still come in and foul twice the first second he's in the game.
Yeah.
If it's Embiid. And then it's, you know, you have him for 7 minutes because Ricardo just never puts him back in the floor. So
sure.
Tournament's right. Only for Isaiah Jackson.
Center position then. We've talked about Embiid and Jokic. Perfect.
I think,
fine.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No arguments. Rudy
any lean?
A Joker probably stays in a closer game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
again, man, if this game stays competitive, Embiid can get you 80.
If this game stays competitive, Philly's in for a very long season.
But that doesn't dispute the 80 fantasy point upside from Joel Embiid.
Hey, listen, didn't he get like 100 against the Lakers like 3 years ago? So
yeah, he did. He did.
But yeah, I'm going to lean Jokic here. Jokic versus okay. Nurkic. We love that. We love that battle.
True.
Gobert, 91. I'm in on, let's see. Did Siakam fall out of that game? No, he fell out of the first game. 50 fantasy points for Siakam against Miami the other night.
Yeah, Bam's looked bad this year. I guess, I mean, defensively,
no, he's been fine, but he hasn't popped for fantasy. But Siakam's been very good.
Yeah, I'm okay with Siakam. We just have to stay out of foul trouble. Another guy who just can't, like, I mean, he's playing against guys that he's starting at center. He probably shouldn't be doing.
We talked about Mitch Robb for Banchero fouls, but Wendell Carter's been pretty good. And he's, you know, a guy that can draw some fouls.
Yeah, 2 double-doubles in 3 games. Playing a lot of minutes. Mo Bamba just like essentially out of their rotation. So
yep.
I do like Wendell Carter. 6,700 is a good price.
Yeah. Can do Pirtle. Not going to stand a chance. Nick Claxton, what are your thoughts here? Does he struggle with Adams rebounding the ball? Back-to-back double-doubles for Nick Claxton.
Yeah. I mean, I think they need him on the floor for Steven Adams. So like, will he? Good thing is like, I knock on wood. I don't think there's a lot of like potential for foul trouble here for Claxton, just given that Steven Adams is not looking for his own offense.
Sure.
I guess he could foul on drives from like Morant and stuff, but yeah, I think he's going to be hanging around the rim quite a bit here. Just that's what he does. And now there's Steven Adams. That's all he does. So
yeah
I think Claxton's in line for another double. 5,900, you know, getting up there, but if you're going to continue to produce double doubles, no problem at all.
Sure. Sengun at 56. I know you're looking at your looks for that matchup here tonight, the way he's been playing. I know the minutes haven't been where you want them, but he's been a monster.
Dude, they started, like, I don't know if it's just they like him coming off the bench, but, like, Usman Garuba started. Who, yes, granted, they drafted Garuba last year as well, like, in the first round with Sengun and Jalen Green. They had the 3 first-round picks. That's who they took, Garuba, Sengun, Green. But, like, I want to play Sengun. You know I do. He's a fantasy point per minute freak when he's on the floor. He's averaging 32 fantasy points in 24 minutes a game. He shoots the ball. He passes. He's a good rebounder. He's very good in the passing lanes. And he can literally do everything on a basketball court. He's just very turnover prone. He's very foul happy. And I don't know if that's why he's losing minutes to Usman Garuba, but like it's a tournament play only unless he's starting. If he's starting, I think that's different. But like you could play Garuba in cash at 3,500.
Sure.
Because I think a lot of people are going to play Garuba at 30. Especially
a lot of
people
are playing Bruno Fernando, so they'll probably play Garuba too.
Yep. So, I mean, Sengun in tournaments only for the time being.
Achiuwa played 33 minutes in the same spot. If there's no Boucher and no Scotty Barnes, got to think you're going to like that spot for him at 5.
I think, did they rule?
Not yet.
No, Boucher's not ruled out yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, if Boucher is ruled out, then I'm okay going Achiuwa.
Hartenstein? Below him?
I guess. I guess. Like, look, he's a finish per minute guy too, right? We've seen that for a while. Is Mitrov going to stay out of foul trouble if he doesn't? Or if he does, then it's probably Mitrov getting the minutes. And if he can't, then Hartenstein's going to play 40 like in the first game.
Goga played 25 minutes the other night. 40 fantasy points for him.
Dude, I know.
Goga versus Embiid tonight for how long?
Goga also maybe in blowout run. So
it's true. Potential.
30, maybe.
30 under bucks. That's it. You mentioned Garuba already, 3,500. We can certainly go there if he's starting again. 26 fantasy points for him. 6'8", 2 and 4 steals. Any other centers?
You're just going to leave your boy Zach Collins out in the dust?
I mean, he only played eight minutes. That's what I want to know. Because it was the back-to-back, I have no idea.
Walker Kessler. He's been good for Utah. The price tag is a little meh, right? 4,600, but 20... 2+ fantasy points in 3 straight games. What's his FanDuel price? Because he's going to block a lot of shots. That's what he's going to do. 4,800. 48. Probably not going there. Kessler in tournaments is fine. I'd probably just play Garuba at that point.
Yeah.
Save a bunch of money, but nothing else for me.
Okay. Let's make the lineup.
Okay.
Who are we locking in as our Joker?
Yeah, we'll go Joker. That's fine.
Okay. Point guards.
Point guards. I feel like we...
Do you want to just go Noel for a value right off the bat?
Yeah, that's fine. We could go
Noel. Well,
I mean, I want to use somebody from Philly. Like, I think it's a mistake if we don't.
We'll go Noel.
I think we go Harden here at shooting guard.
Yep, that's fine. Small forward. Can we fit Tatum? Can we fit
Probably Tatum? Not 4,100. I don't know if there was enough value. Like, we could play Jokic at Util and play Garuba. I think that's a way to, like...
Let's see. If we fit Tatum in, we have $4,100 a play.
Go Garuba at center, and then you go Jokic because that gives you the hammer in the Util.
You have 4,300.
I feel like there was, like, a Vanderbilt option at, like, 47 we could play. That will get us Utah against... I just don't know if there is... Who is another guard that we'd want to play under 4K?
Yeah, I'm looking.
I mean, would you rather play Tatum than Harden?
No.
I just don't think that there's anyone that Indiana can stop.
We're gonna lock in Markkanen. All right, we'll lock in Markkanen, right?
Over Tatum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that's 5,400. Are we gonna keep Garuba in or no?
No, we don't need to keep Garuba in, I don't think.
Okay. If we keep Garuba in, we have 5,400 a player. Do you want to do Struss as the power forward, I guess?
I was thinking either Struss or I'm okay going double Utah. Like, we saw Vanderbilt and Markkanen thrive next to one another. Or we could just play both of them.
I was trying to fit Clarkson in potentially.
I like that too.
That's $5,100 a player.
Is that with Garuba?
Yeah.
But you have 52 if you go.
Struss is 5K, so that'd be
50. Yeah, you have 52 for a forward, right?
Yep, 52 for a forward. I mean, Vanderbilt, we could 3-stack it. It is a high
it's
one.
The highest total? No, it's, I mean, yeah, it's like teetering, but it's 230. It's up, what is the total in that game? 231.5. 1.5-point spread. So it opened at Houston minus 0.5. It's now moved Utah's favorite on the road 1.5.
Would you rather Clarkson or Jalen Green?
I'm okay. If we go Vanderbilt, Jalen Green,
yeah.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
All right, give us two guys coming back each way.
We have a three stack of that game.
We have Markkanen, Vanderbilt, Jalen Green, Garuba.
We have Garuba too, I forgot.
Yeah, so we only have 2 Utah, 2 Houston.
It's a big game. I mean, it's a big game total. We're banking, and Utah's scoring, and what's-her-names can't defend Houston. Right. So, yeah, I'm okay with that, John.
Right. That gives us $400 left over if we wanted to make any moves there as well. So, our lineup as it is, Noel at point guard, Harden at shooting guard, Markkanen at small forward, Struss at power forward, unless there's a 5,400 power forward or a $5,400 forward you like in general. We can switch off Struss. Jokic, Jalen Green, Vanderbilt, and Garuba is where we're at.
It's Vassell. It's Vassell or Struss. Because we can get Vassell at 54.
Okay. Would you go Vassell over Struss?
Probably.
All right. Let's go Vassell over Struss. So we'll put Vanderbilt in power forward. And we'll go Vassell at 4. There it is. So Noel, Harden, Markkanen, Vanderbilt, Jokic, Jalen Green, Vassell, Garuba. No money left over. That's the example lineup for tonight. James on the playbook. Get us in Discord. And we will catch you guys later.